Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game on this busy Wednesday. So much to get to, guys. I'm very excited about our next guest because it's hometown hump day. So we go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, South Burlington Zone. He played at hockey at St. Lawrence, then at Boston College, the property of the NHL Florida Panthers. It's Ben Finkelstein. How you doing, Ben?
I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing awesome. Thanks a lot for coming on. And your senior year, you're at BC. You got the virus, stops this end of the season. You guys were crushing it this year. I think you were in first place. You guys were having a great season. How tough was it to just end it like that?
Yeah, it was definitely pretty heartbreaking. You know, we were preparing to play Providence that Friday for first round of Hockey East playoffs, and then that Thursday pregame skate, our athletic director let us know that everything was being shut down. It was definitely heartbreaking. You know, we have 11 seniors, and like you said, we had a really deep group, and we were doing really well.
Ben, say January or February, could you see this coming? Any point during your season towards the end of the year, you know, where your teammates or coaches or the university concerned about this moving forward?
I can't say I saw it coming. If I remember correctly, I want to say it was a Monday when the coronavirus kind of hit the sports world, and then that Friday, Boston College and most of the other colleges around the country and every place was shut down.
Wow. Unbelievable just how quick it came. And Ben, you might go on to do great things in hockey. We hope you do have a chance to play in the NHL someday. But as you look back, you know, maybe in 15, 20 years, do you think you'll really regret the chance to not try to win an NCAA championship?
I mean, I can't say I'll regret it. You know, when I look at the bigger picture, at the end of the day, I was able to play college hockey at St. Lawrence and then at Boston College. So I played in two bean pots. I won a hockey regular season championship, and I played with some great teammates. So at the end of the day, I'm pretty thankful for the opportunities I've been given. But it'll definitely bother me not knowing or knowing that I wasn't able to give it a chance, but no regrets.
You know, we're very interested in UVM and how they're trying to reboot the program, and they hire Todd Woodcroft as their new head coach. I'm curious about the perception of UVM's hockey program. I mean, you as a hometown kid passed on UVM out of high school, and then when you transferred and left St. Lawrence, you passed on UVM again. What's the perception of UVM kind of that's out there right now?
You know, I think that it's been pretty obvious over the past couple of years that, you know, UVM, they haven't had the success that they've wanted, but they're obviously striving towards that. I think that it's really hard to compete with some of these other schools. Like if for Boston College, for example, like if you go into our facilities, it's jaw dropping, and it's hard to sell to recruits, especially when they're going in these beautiful, beautiful places, and they may not appreciate like the history of the gut like I do, but they're almost looking for the glamour. You know, maybe just a few things will, you know, help grab that extra player or that extra superstar from Canada or something, just like with the changing up the appeal and how it looks.
Ben, what's the reason you pick a school then? Is it who could get you to the next level? Who gets you prepared for the next level? Is it a coach? Is it a chance to win a championship in college? Is it where you play the most? Or is it the facilities? What's the number one or the top two reasons why you do pick a school?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's different for everyone. Everyone goes through their own recruiting process. You know, you got to look at what's important to you. See, for me, making the decision to leave St. Lawrence and ended up choosing Boston College, I wanted to surround myself in an environment where everyone's striving to be the best. I think every single kid on my team, their end goal is to play in the NHL. And when you got a group of guys that all are trying to be the very best, you push each other, and it just is a recipe for success. So I think, like, each individual may have their own thing, but at the end of the day, wherever you go, you want to have success, not only on the ice, but off the ice. You know, it's college hockey. You get a chance to get a great education along with it, but it's all about finding the right place for you.
Well, Ben, I always looked at BC as a place where you have 10 guys who are, you know, better than anyone on a UVM team. Wouldn't it make some sense to a kid that's a star coming out of school to be the big man on campus at a place like UVM? Wouldn't that make him stand out more than a BC as, like, the number 8 best player?
Absolutely. And, like, I know that from just kids I know, they maybe picked a school because it was a big name versus, like, a place where they could have gone like UVM almost and been a star.
Yeah.
So you definitely you gotta weigh out your options. But at the end of the day, like I said, you gotta find what's best for you. And sometimes people think that the big name school is going to be a better opportunity than, you know, maybe a smaller name school where you can have a bigger role.
Hometown hump day here, South Burlington zone. Ben Finkelstein played college hockey, St. Lawrence and Boston College, NHL property of the Florida Panthers. He's here with us on the huddle on 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. I want to go back to the recruiting point for a second because it's a debate we've had a lot on this show when we talk about UVM. We're all worried that Todd Woodcroft doesn't have college coaching experience, and we're like, well, how is he going to recruit? Is the head coach even doing most of that recruiting, or is he leaving that to his assistants and he's just there to kind of seal the deal at the end?
I think the head coach plays a crucial role. You know, at the end of the day, it may be the assistant coaches flying out to see you play, whether you're playing juniors or high school or wherever you're being recruited from, but at the end of the day, the head coach is who you're going to play for. So it all starts with building those player relationships during the recruiting process, you know, trying to give the player that you want to play for you and give them that trust that, you know, they're going to be comfortable coming in and playing for you, and they'll know what to expect and you'll know what to expect.
I mean, you mentioned the kind of teammates you want where everybody strives to be the best. What do you want to hear from the coach? Do you want to hear him make you promises of playing time, of the next level? What is it that you want to hear from him in the recruiting process?
I think the biggest thing is that they sell you on the fact that you are going to be coming into an environment where you're going to work hard every day you're going to strive to get better. The end goal is going to be championships and trophies, and you're going to be surrounded by people who also have that same goal. So I think it's more about not any promises, but selling trust and selling, you know, the culture of your program.
Hey, Ben, how you staying in shape during the quarantine? Where are you working out? Where are you, for crying out loud? What's going on with you?
Yeah, I'm actually back home in Burlington now, staying in shape the best I can, you know, whether it's going on runs. I'm fortunate enough, I got some free weights and some dumbbells and kettlebells where I'm making do, but doing what I can.
Ben, I got to ask you, did Jerry York ever come to your living room, and what was it like meeting him? That had to be intimidating.
No, Coach York never came to my living room, but I remember my first time meeting him in person. It was pretty surreal, you know. I remember midway through this year, somebody was asking me what it was like to play for Jerry York, and, you know, it's pretty breathtaking when you get the answer. You play for a coach that's already in the Hall of Fame, and at the end of the day, he is legendary status, and I was very thankful and that I was given the opportunity.
Well, Ben, I'll get you out of here. At least I got two questions. I don't know if Arnie wants to jump in with something else after. But, you know, we've had a chance on a couple of these hometown hump days to talk with some really big names. We had John LeClair on a couple of weeks ago, and as a Vermonter who made it to the NHL. We don't see that a lot, of a Vermonter who makes it to the NHL. So how much does that mean to you to have that opportunity maybe coming in the next couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely means a lot to me. Obviously, since I was a young kid, my number one goal was to play in the NHL, and obviously, hopefully I'm putting myself on a path to do so, but at the end of the day, I think it's more about, you know, leading the way for Vermont kids. I think there's far too many that are just, you know, picking it up and calling it quits after high school, and I almost want to, like, be an example for those, so, you know, just to have that belief that if they put their mind to it and they put the work in, that why not them? That's kind of the way I see it.
Well, I know you haven't, because the semester somehow, it feels like it's like 7 years since we last saw college sports, but the semester's not even over. You haven't even technically graduated yet, I don't think. But I'm going to ask the question anyways. Since you no longer play at Boston College, how much would you like to see Vermont get back to a point where it's pretty good inside Hockey East? How much would that mean to you as a guy who grew up as a fan?
Oh, it means everything, you know. Just if you go ask 100 kids playing hockey in Burlington if they want to play at UVM, I think you're going to have a hard time finding one that says no. I think every kid's dream growing up in Burlington is still to play for the University of Vermont. And, you know, with that being said, I think it's more about the community than anything. I think everyone's got to be aware and understand that the UVM hockey team, like, that's our professional sports team here. So we need them to be firing all cylinders because, you know, it gets the community to back them, and it just makes life around Burlington that much more special.
You know, I was going to ask you the hardest question you're ever going to hear.
Oh, stop. I already know where you're going.
How good is my kid in goal? I know you know him. How good is he?
You know, I don't think I got any in on him.
I love that answer.
That's the answer.
I like that. Ben, I really appreciate it. We do wish you the best of luck. Great answer on that last one. And we definitely have to have you on again. We can't wait till you make it to the NHL.
Awesome. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.